Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Quite an interesting story that our reporter Zikhon and Jonah filed for us yesterday, which we thought really, if you were not able to catch it in the news, we want to play a clip of that because there are quite incredible athletes in this country. Some you may never have heard of. And this story speaks to exactly why you may not have heard of them and the support that they require.
The Deaf Olympics take place in November in Tokyo, with South Africa having been part of the Games since the early 90s. The South African Deaf Sport Federation says it needs at least 5 million rand to cover all costs for the Games.
We need access. We need our deaf people to have access. Because we don't have full access, to be quite honest, because of the finances that we are limited.
As South Africa Deaf Team, we've been participating since the dawn of democracy. Since 1993, we've been part of the team. And then our main or our strong athletes, they are in golf, they are in swimming, they are in athletics.
22-year-old Abukwe Mpahlele has been to the Games in 2022 in Brazil. The 100-meter and 200-meter sprinter says it's disheartening that they don't have much support.
So I feel that it's a little bit unfair because the able bodies, they get more support because they go for the World Olympics, they focus on them more when they go for competitions. But we as the deaf people, the Deaf Federation, we don't get to travel a lot and we want everything to be fair.
Nishka Peters, a 100-meter sprinter, says she wants to show other hearing-impaired youths that their condition should never hold them back from chasing their dreams.
My hope is I want to bring medal home to South Africa. And if I bring it home, then I'm going to show the deaf people, listen, if I can do it, you can also do it. You know, don't be scared. Because I know a lot of deaf people are very scared. They think they're not good enough. And I want to show them, no, you are good enough and you can make it.
The team says it wants to be counted among those who have flown the South African flag high in sport. Kaya News, I am Zikhona Tshona in Johannesburg.
Oh, that was our reporter, Zikhona Tshona, who filed that yesterday. Now, on the line with us is Amos Mashele, who is the Secretary General of the South African Deaf Sports Federation. A very good evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Good evening. How are you, Tumela?
We are told that the South African Deaf Sport Federation is seeking financial assistance with sending 30 hearing-impaired athletes. And why is this an issue now, Mr. Mashele?
Okay, thank you so much for the opportunity and also greetings to the listeners. It's not actually an issue now. Let me say, every time when we face the time or when the time for the Deaf Olympics comes, it's where the struggle with funding comes in. To an extent, to say over the years, you'll have the situation where the parents of the athletes have to contribute towards the travel, to the accommodation, and all the participation fees.
Yes.
So, I just wanted to correct that. It's not for the first time that we experience situation like this. However, at the moment, we are looking to say we've got a readily available team, we've got readily available athletes that have got potential to deliver for us. Like back in the days where when we send a team, your parents packing will bring the medals and all. So at the moment, it's a bit of a challenge because as we said to Zikhona, we received two million from national lotteries.
Mm-hmm.
And our projected budget, we needed 5 million. So you know that national lotteries can only offer you this little, then you have to scratch the surface or you need to knock at various doors in order to get the top up for that amount.
And the reason I was asking why now is precisely the point I was making is that throughout the years when they practice and they train for the Deaf Olympics, I mean, Olympics are great for everybody around the world. Leading up to that work, what kind of support is the Federation getting?
It's very challenging. Let me maybe also give you a perspective here. We've got the abled bodies, what do you call it, Olympics that everyone knows of.
Yes.
That we were in Paris.
Yes.
Then after that you have the para. So with the deaf, we've got what we call specifically Deaflympics. It's where the athletes that have got the hearing disability of 50 ED, that is below 55.
Yes.
So those are the athletes that need to participate. However, you can, if you are capable enough, you are also able to participate in the mainstream Olympics.
Yes.
It's just that with the rules and all, like in athletics, in swimming, we mainly depend on the lights, you know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of the participation, how they go about. So the issue of funding, it becomes a challenge year in, year out, every time when we've got an international event. However, at this time, looking at the team that we are assembling, looking at the number of athletes, we feel that we are ready. In 2022, just after COVID, we had a team of 9 that went to Brazil for the Deaf Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a small team.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are saying we've got a team of 30 that we are looking at sending. And I'm happy to say National Lotteries, because since then, they are the one that are funding. In 2022, they are the one that funded our team.
So now you've got a team of 30, and so you've only got 2 million. You would need 5 million. To support the 30 that are looking to go to the Deaf Olympics in Japan?
And basically, the projected budget is 2.5,
mm-hmm.
and then, it's 5 million,
yes.
Then what we got is 2.1
yes.
that we got from the national lotteries
yeah.
already. And then I'm happy to say, out of that 2.1, already we spent on terms of accommodation, because we were supposed to make the bookings for the team. We already paid for the deposit for that accommodation, and we are looking at 80 to 35 athletes that we need to send.
Where does Athletics South Africa come in? Because you've just told me that it's the National Lotteries that has actually helped you with some of the preparations. You've already received 2.1 million from them. Where does the Athletics SA come in?
Athletics South Africa, okay. Mm. Maybe, yeah, it's not mainly Athletics South Africa only. The athletes comes, like we've got now, we are sending 3 sporting codes. You've got swimming.
Yes.
We've got athletics.
Yes.
And we've got golf.
Yes.
So Athletics South Africa, once we've got the team, they assist us in terms of technical part. When we're doing our selection, they give us the technical officials. When you've got a team ready, they are able to give us the clothing, the attire for the team that you are sending.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yes.
And they
are on board. Yeah. It's just that, remember, then the team delivery, it does not lie with the Athletics South Africa. It lays with Sports Confederation, that it's SASCOC.
Yeah.
That is what we are affiliated to, yes.
And then, you know, so when you bring this issue to them, what responses are you getting?
Yeah, with them, the best they can is to refer us to or try to contact National Lotteries in order to up what we've got, and also approach the Department of Sports, Arts and Culture
yeah.
in terms of assisting, yes.
You know, what I'm trying to get at here is that it's quite clear, especially when one listens to the reporting by Zikona and Jordan, is that there is some support, or at least adequate support, for abled bodies. Why is that not being matched? Who should be supporting your efforts? You've got fantastic athletes, 30 athletes who are ready. And if you're saying that Athletics South Africa, for instance, support you with a kit and technical support, I understand that. You're saying SASCOC is saying go to the lotteries. Who should we be looking to support you?
Yeah, basically, let me say, not faltering SASCOC or what, but the team delivery for international events in terms of this or the Olympics, that is SASCOC. SASCOC's mandate,
yes, yeah.
One of it is also team delivery or team delivery of Team South Africa into the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So with us, the technicality comes, because we don't participate in the main Olympics that the abled bodies goes to. We don't participate in the para. They say one of the things, if you are to check the constitution of International Committee Sports for the Deaf, it says for anyone to be part of that committee, or to for you to be president of Deaf Sports, you need to be a deaf person, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So when you check with the Olympic body, that is SASCOC in this case, they are not directly affiliated to ICSD.
Mm-hmm.
They are affiliated to what we call IOC, International Olympic Committee,
mm-hmm.
which in turn, it has a memorandum of understanding with ICSD that organizes the Deaf Olympics.
Mm-hmm. The Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, you know, when you reach out to them, how can they support you and what have they said?
The Department of Sports, luckily, let me also put it to say, yearly the grant, the administration, they give us as a national federation, they give us a yearly grant for our administration to run the offices and all. So that in terms of international events, you need to write to them to, or knock to them to say, we've got this championship, we've got this, what do you call it, this Deaf Olympics, can you assist us? Is that, that I think we met with Zikona. And then we explained, then I think to say also we're getting difficulties in terms of meeting with the minister, because the minister, you can see that Mr. Minister McKenzie is somebody who's passionate about sports. And yeah, maybe on over the weekend, there was an, he organized a meeting for national federations. Then our president raised an issue to say we need assistance. So it's something that the minister is making commitment to say, definitely you will come on board and support the team.
Ideally, from where you sit with the experience that you have in raising funds, you know, where would the money come from?
So actually the money should come from, in this case, if national lotteries or any business that are there, they are the ones that can assist us, because it makes things easier for the deaf athletes in order to participate without any limitation, you know. So that is one. Two, the Department of Sports, wherever it's possible, they can come on board in terms of supporting, because remember, these athletes, they are not representing themselves, they are representing the country as a whole.
Absolutely.
You know, so that is the thing, they are representing South Africa, because once you go out, you are saying you are Team South Africa, you follow all the protocols that are needed for any team to be sent away. In terms of the national colors, you apply for those national colors and they need to be approved by SASCOC also.
How much time do you have to raise this money, Amos?
I think we are, if we count from now, because the team is scheduled to depart on the 11th of November.
Okay.
Yeah, 11th of November, and come back on the 7th. However, there are time constraints that is attached to this, because remember, there are visas that you need to pay, there are flights that you need to pay for the teams, there are training camps that this team needs to go for also. So I would say, if we say 7 months, that is when we are saying the team is leaving. But we are looking at to say, according to what we agreed on as a leadership, we are saying by end of July or beginning of July, we should have had the amount that we are looking at.
Are you positive?
We are much positive. We are much positive, because one of the things, it's once you get the attention of you as media taking out our plea outside to the public, we are positive that we will get those who are going to assist us.
Crossing fingers, and hopefully, you know, there will be some response from the Ministry, as you said, of Sports, Arts and Culture. But thank you so much for bringing your story to us. We really wish you all the best, and thank you. Thank you very much, Amos, for talking to us this evening.
Thank you so much also for covering our request. Thank you so much.
Amos Mashele is a Secretary General of the South African Deaf Sports Federation. And that report that you heard earlier on was from our reporter, Zikona Njona.
Click kaya959.co.za. This is how we do it. To download the Point of View podcast.